Well, my name is Robert Hsieh Sr. My Indian name is Wambli Wakan. I'm from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. My place of residence right now is in Mandan, and I really don't know how long I'm going to be there. Moved quite a bit, and my family status is my wife and my son, and we have sons up from Wyoming and that come up to visit us, her sons, my sons. And right now I'm just a retired rancher. I was ranching down in Standing Rock for 25 to 30 years. I worked on a ranch down there, so I went to the service when I was 17. When I got out, I went back to ranching again, and I was there until I was 44, and then my children's mother got sick and died. So I had a rough time with that stuff, but I pulled through it, and I had to pull the plug on her when she died. Nobody wanted that responsibility, so I had to do that for her. My kids are kind of, I don't know, they're either mad at me or they're mad at God, but anyway, I sat at home for a long time, and I worried about that, for how much that was going to bother me. And usually nothing really bothers me much, but that one bothered me. And I would sit on my bed, and I had a 9mm pistol that I slept with every night and under my pillow, and sometimes I would just sit there and rock back and forth with it in my mouth, just because I didn't want to deal with that. But God never let me pull the trigger. And that's where I went back to my faith, and I've been there ever since. I wake up every morning and get up and pray and start my day. And it's about, I grew up in foster homes ever since I was, I went to boarding school down in Chamberlain, and I learned the meanness of Catholics. And then I got pulled out of there, and then I got put into foster homes, and I learned the meanness of people. I was abused foster child in two homes. And then my third home is where I grew up, actually. It was McCluskey. And my foster father taught me all about everything, respect and everything, and getting jobs and stuff, and so I grew up pretty good after that. And then I got in trouble, and they gave me a choice of going to visit Uncle Sam or else go to the penitentiary, and I decided I was going to go into service and do something for my country. And pretty much says it all, I guess.
So the foster, the experiences in foster care and Catholic schools, and how did you cope with that growing up? I mean, how did you...
I guess I held it all in. It never bothered me. It was just, I don't know, I just grew up like it was just a time in my life, you know, and I just had to move past it. And then when I got to the foster parents up in McCluskey, well, then I would work my butt off to get my chores done, and then I would get to go to summer camps, you know, with some of my friends, like some were Baptist, some were Methodist, and I would go to all the churches. Like, my foster parents were Seventh-day Adventists, so I would go to church on a Saturday, and then on Sunday one of my friends would come out to the farm and pick me up, and we'd go to church with them, and then there would be camps, and I got saved in camp. I was 9 years old. It was my first, and I felt like I was walking on air. I was so happy. And
Were you taught anywhere in your childhood years, taught about your own culture? Did you
No,
get that from anybody, anywhere?
I was like 16 years old when I went back to the reservation, and my grandmother was very old. She started teaching me. And I went to service, and after that, then I worked, and then I moved different places, and I went to college up in Fort Totten for the immersion class. I went into the Lakota language immersion class, and we started. I was in a suicide prevention group, and we started the first Native American group down in Aberdeen. There was 13 of us, and so we had our first Native American suicide force, and I'm one class short of being a trainer. Well, I am a trainer now, but I want to be a master trainer. And but I don't see no well see no opportunity of doing that for a while yet, so I haven't got into going to try to help somebody, and kind of stay a lone guy right now. I enjoy my life. I enjoy my wife and my son, and I get to go out and play, watch them play baseball every day, or every other day and stuff. And I like my privacy. I don't like being crowded, and so I stay, where I'm out of the picture and stuff. And it's an enjoyable life. I enjoy it. I like going to church. When I do go to church, I have health issues, bad health issues and everything, so sometimes I can't make it out of bed. I just suffer, and I don't get to make it to church because I'm always disappointing my pastor. Can you drive for me today, and I can't, so. But God has been a major part of my growing up. After 9 years old, I always remembered him. And but there was a time in my life where I just forgot about God and said I was the boss, and that was when I was working, and I never took time, or maybe I did take time, riding a horse out there in the pasture, or maybe I did take time for a quick chat with him, and but it was never, I really don't know how to pray and stuff, but I could sit there, take my hat off, and look up to the sky and have a quick chat with the guy up there, and enjoy life again. And then, but it was never a constant thing. I never attended church until I met Pastor Bakke down there in Selfridge. And it was a bad way of meeting him because we were sitting outside and drinking. I was having a little drink, and Pastor come along and we wanted to talk with us. So we didn't know who he was, and invited him and offered him drink, and he said, "No, I'm a pastor." And so, then we started talking about the Passion of Christ, and I said, I said, I wanted to shoot my TV. I said, I was so mad when I watched that show. And I said, I just wanted to go in there and just commit mass murder. I said, for what they were doing to Jesus. I said, that was terrible. And then we started talking, and then he got me talked to going to church, and I've been there ever since. So my help in my life was my pastor, and he's about 90 years old now, and he lives here in town. I get to visit him once in a while.
So then the you learned the language you mentioned?
Yes, I did. Right up in Spirit
Spirit
Lake,
Lake.
yeah.
Okay. And do you have opportunities to use it?
Well, when her sister comes around, I always, because she took the class down in 4/8, so we
Go
not
back
very
and
many
forth.
words, but we talk, and we say, we can say the words and understand each other anyway, so.
That's great. Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to share, or maybe you want to just share some words of wisdom with someone who's listening and maybe struggling maybe they're struggling in foster homes, or maybe they're struggling with just life.
Just ask for help. Ask for help in prayer. Pray all the time. And yeah, you can make it through life easy just with the help of God. And as long as your spiritualism is tough, strong, everything will go smoothly for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.